Lampman, Lampman Community Theater, LCT, had their performances on December 8-10 at the Lampman branch of the Royal Canadian Legion. The play, Murder at the Opry, was written by Maureen Ulrich, who has been involved with the community players since 1997. On December 8-9, the show began at 7:30 p.m. with approximately 75% of tickets sold. December 10 included a dinner prepared by the Legion and it was sold out. Ulrich has written over 40 plays for youths and community theaters, as well as several professional productions. They began rehearsals on October 11, practicing twice a week, with Sundays off, and also taking a break for 2 weeks so cast members could learn their lines. 15 people took to the stage, some having done this before but others were new. Calvin Christensen played Earl Rivers' Entertainer of the Year. This was Christensen's third play, and he feels it is a wonderful way to release the stress from Harvest. Cadence Siebert was the Usher Fiddler. This was her debut with LCT, although she has been part of the Souris Valley Theatre Camp for 3 years. Stacey Rivers, Earl's wife, was played by Stephanie Damon. She is a teacher at Oceanman Education Center and the mother of 2 young boys. Ed Feber played the host Ed Turner. Feber is a longtime member of LCT and a retired schoolteacher who still substitute teaches. Patsy Paws the Ventriloquist was performed by a farmer and grandmother of 8, Brenda Fleck. Diane Fornwald has been a member of LCT since 1997, when LCT began, and will play Detective Ophelia Henton. Tamara Franklin is a teacher and volleyball coach at the Estevan Comprehensive School. Franklin is also on the board for the Souris Valley Theatre. She was the bartender in the play. Sherilyn Gress has been struggling with long-haul COVID, which has affected her memory but has been involved with the theatre since the beginning. She will play Maxine, Sweetheart No. 3. Glenn Gress was the coroner buddy, and he is a longtime farmer and 4-H leader in the Lampman area. Sandy Hanreader portrayed Detective Daphne D'Angelo. Hanreader is the president at the Lampman Legion. Sarah Johnson usually is behind the scenes, but this year is Chloe, Sweetheart No. 2. Johnson is also a professional photographer. Lenny is one of the detective's sons who is light-fingered and played by a Lampman Grade 9 student, Kieran McKenzie. He keeps everyone on their toes. Cornelia Michelson moved to Lampman from Switzerland in 2015 to farm. She played Nina Muller, Earl's manager. Damian Seaman appeared for the fourth time. He was excited about his part as Buddy Hamilton, a songwriter. Doris Traubert lives outside of Estevan on an acreage and had the part of Zoe, Sweetheart No. 1 and the guitarist. Tammy Siebert was in charge of lighting and a couch coach for the riders. Debbie Hanreader was the sound person and another avid Riders fan. Joanne Schaff was the prompter and works at the Lampman Health Center. The plot of the play kept the audience on their toes after singer Earl Rivers dies while performing on stage. Everyone has some kind of reason to see him gone, so the detectives try to conduct their investigation while receiving interference. Each night had a different murderer, and it was so tight-lipped who that would be, the cast did not know till the last minute. Allison Holzer went to the play with a group of her friends. "What an entertaining show with lots of fun and laughter," said Holzer. "A perfect evening out. Hats off to Maureen and Lampman players." The Lampman Community Theatre is thankful for all the work that everyone did, as it takes a lot of dedication to get this done, and for all the people that came out to watch the play.